the rest of the story. We're going to pick up now where we left off yesterday, considering the decline and fall of the Roman Empire from a unique perspective, the inadvertent poisoning of Rome's emperors. Those who reigned from 30 BC through 220 AD, about two-thirds, 19 in all, were fond of wines, which coincidentally contained dangerous levels of lead. Historians have wondered at the decadence of many who ruled the late great nation-state, at the dim-wittedness of Claudius, at the cruelty of Caligula, at the madness of Nero. The New England Journal of Medicine, noting that Rome's finest cooking and storage containers were lead-lined, performed some complex calculations and determined that 19 of 30 Roman emperors probably suffered brain damage and other disorders due to lead poisoning. But this is the rest of the story. The Roman emperors were not the only ones affected. The empire's entire upper class, was subjected to hazardous quantities of lead on a daily basis. It was in their wine, of course, but Roman aristocrats were also exposed to lead from the paint on their walls, from the food on their plates. Even their drinking water was fed by plumbing, by pipes made of lead. And thus was Rome's aristocracy contaminated almost exclusively. What I mean is that the aristocracy consumed seven times more lead than the so-called lower class of plebeians. 16.5 times more lead than was consumed by their own slaves. The very luxuries which distinguished the highborn were coincidentally loaded with lead. Musonius, writing in the first century, confirms, quote, "Masters are less strong, less healthy, less able to endure labor than servants, and the latter live longer than the former." And thus it is that the leading citizens of Rome were routinely subjected to toxic levels of lead from various sources. And yet, fully to appreciate the significance of that, we must first understand this. Other effects of excessive amounts of lead in the system included miscarriages and stillbirths and sterility. It was not merely that the aristocratic children were surviving infancy only to be mentally damaged. It was that fewer and fewer of them came into the world at all. Each generation of aristocrats was approximately one-fourth the size of the previous one, until finally, after 2.5 centuries of lead ingestion and other contamination and pollution, the upper class, the leaders of Roman society, were practically extinct, while the descendants of their social inferiors flourished. In the early decades of the first century, it was said, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Well, they did. And the Dark Ages began. And now you know the rest of the story.